بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ان عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان وكفى بربك وكيلا الله تبارك وتعالى if we remember his Allah is talking here to who This statement is still from where the discussion started. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ قَالَ أَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا It starts from here. When he said this, Allah asked him to prostrate to Adam as prostration of dignity and respect. After Allah has shown him the position of Adam, he refused. Instead, he was asking Allah. Then he went ahead to continue ara ayataka hadha alladhi karramta alayya la in akhadtani ila yawm alqiyamati lakhtani kanna zuriyatahu illa qalila this one tell me that you have put above me just allow me to stay to the day of judgment all his children all his offspring I will be in control of them except just a few then Allah himself the way you talk to somebody to go and do your worst let me see what will happen Allah said wastafziz man istata minhum bi sawtika wa ajlib alayhim bi khaylika wa rajlika wa sharikhum fil amwali wal awlad wa idhum wa ma yadhum shaytanu illa ghurura then Allah is now concluding telling Satan inna ibadi my own servants my own slaves when you say inna ibadi is every slave not that of Allah abid everything that is in this creation is for Allah everything is for him as a slave but when you now say my slaves is like you have children and they say who is this one this one he is my son what does that mean obedient servant inna ibadi this my obedient servant laysa laka alayhim sultanun you don't have any authority whatsoever over them wa kafa bi rabbika wakila O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wakafi is enough bi rabbika that your lord wakila he is the one that he is entrusted with his own servants wakil is somebody that is entrusted to guide and entrusted to run the affairs of a system such a person you call him wakil and if you put Allah in trust if Allah said you are my slave I'm in charge and entrust all your affairs to me is Allah not enough alaysa Allah bikafin abdahu is Allah not enough for his servant in other place Allah is saying alladhina qala lahumun nas inna an-nas qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum fazadahum imana alladhina qala lahumun nas inna an-nas qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum fazadahum imana wa qalu hazallahu wa ni'mal wakeel wa qalabu bi ni'matin min Allah fadlin لم يفسكم سوء وتواهوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم انما ذلك الشيطان يخوف اولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافوني people came when they were going to fight the war of hunger they said the whole of arabs including their allies the confederates they are coming to medina look at the whole of the arabian peninsula the arab tribes all came together with the Jews. They were coming to Medina. What is the way out? They came and they were putting fear. What stops this? They were putting fear into them. What did they say? Inna nasa kajama ulakum fakhshawhum. Fear. Look at what's going to come. What did they say? Huh? Is that all? People have come, they are going to come and beat us. Don't worry about that. Inna nasa kajama ulakum fakhshawhum. Radahumu imanan. As if it is this particular statement is like fertilizer to them to be more strong. Allah is with us. Whoever is with Allah is the majority. Kam min fiyatin qalilatin galabat fiyatan kathiratan bi iznillah. How many a times a small party you see it defeating a big party? Just like we said the other day, you see somebody, his father is nobody. He did not even wear silver to school, to primary school. How he even got to secondary school is like miracle. But he comes and he becomes your president one day. So who planned for him? Allah. And they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. That's why till today, if you are envisaging a problem and you recite this Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel 450, Allah will not allow you to see the problem. وَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِيمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ. Not any evil touch them. That's why whenever we finish our zifa, our ulamas encourage that we should recite him Hasbuna Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel 450 times together, so that we don't even know evil will even come to us. So you find a lot of people will intend this our tariqah with evil, we don't even know about them until they perish. Several people, if you know the amount of plan people have against you and you don't even know about it until the person perish, you'll be surprised. This is it. So whoever takes Allah and entrusts all his affairs to Allah, Allah is enough. Laysa laka alayhim sultanun wa kafi bi rabbika wakila. Allah is enough for him to take all your trust and run all your affairs if you are his servant.
ربكم الذي يزجي لكم الفلك في البحر لتبتغوا من فضله إنه كان بكم رحيما.
ربكم الذي يزجي لكم الفلك في البحر لتبتغوا من فضله إنه كان بكم رحيما. الله تبارك وتعالى, all of you watch. ربكم الذي يزجي لكم الفلك في البحر. It is this your Lord, ربكم. ربكم is using to show you that there is somebody who is caring for you, because رب is to care for something, to look after it, to nurture it. He didn't say Allah. No, he's not using the name of Allah here. ربكم, رب. He's using رب to draw your mind that there is care, there is nurturing. ربكم الذي يزجي لكم الفلك في البحر. It is your Lord, your caring Lord, that propels your ship في البحر in the high seas. Why? لتبتغوا من فضله. For you to seek the bounties of Allah by that. إنه كان بكم رحيما. Allah for sure, forever, at all times, has been compassionate and merciful on you. Don't you see? Even before I send any chapter to you, I start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim to show my compassion is with you. Here, if you agree and you entrust your affairs to Allah, the worst place, the most fearful place on earth is in the high sea. There is no place as fearful as the high sea. Anybody who has ever traveled by sea, when you are inside the sea, anywhere you look, you don't see any end. Anywhere you look up, there is no end. You look down, there is no end. You look to the front, no end. You look to the back, no end. And in all this, only one thing can move you. What? The waves and the wind. Finish. Till today. Waves and the wind. If you look at the sea, it is the difference between the temperature of the water and the high up to the sun that it results in the movement of the wind. And this wind that moves in the sea results in the movement of the wind from the sea shores down to the inland. All this wind we are seeing from here, sir, is like that. Then later on, when it is the hot in the desert, then it comes back the other way. North east trade wind or south east air, or south east trade wind, like that all the time. Where you have only wave to move you, even if you have your propelling engine, only the waves and the wind in the sea is moving you, and you depend on it. And in those days it was even worse. In those days there was even no engine to assist. You have to use your mast, and whenever the wind faces the mast, it pushes. If Allah will move you on this high seas, for you to be able to seek for all the bounties that you are looking for, why will Allah not rule your life if you entrust it to Him also? Anybody, whatever, anywhere you sit down, look surrounding you. Are you eating? Yes. Are you riding vehicle? Yes. Are you wearing clothes? Yes. Almost anything you are touching, some of it came from another country other than your country. Whatever comes from another country came through the sea. Billions of tons of load passes through the sea every year. Like us in Nigeria here, almost all the vehicles we are riding came through the sea. Most of the food we are eating came through the sea. Without this sea, where are we? And look at how the sea is. If you take the Archimedes principle, you put your boat in the sea, it becomes lighter. So it can carry as much load, and a little propelling will move it. But if there is wave in the opposite direction, and there is wind in the opposite direction, no matter the power of your engine, there is no way you are going. So Allah has to assist you. That's why the sailors, they know when they enter the sea and they come out, they know it is not a joke. When they are there, anything can happen. Any of them can die at any time. But who is putting you through all this? Allah. So if you entrust your affairs to Allah, no matter how difficult your affairs is, that's how Allah will push all these things, and you wouldn't see it. Just like it is still in the sea. Until once in a while, Allah will test you far. Don't use as it's just sailing. Don't believe it is like that. We are the one that has made the sea easy for you. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Allah indeed, with you all of you, He is very merciful. Let us be grateful for His mercy.
وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمُ أعرضتم وكان الإنسان كفورا.
وإذا مسكم الضر في البحر ضل من تدعون إلا إياه فلما نجيكم إلى البحر أعرضتم وكان الإنسان كفورا. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now saying, when I ask you to put all your reliance in Allah so that you can enter and be called my servant, what is greater for Allah to say that you are my servant? What is greater than that for you? For Allah to say that you are my slave, what is greater than that for you? You are waiting until one president says, come and be my special assistant. Then you are serving him, then you are happy. Inna ibadi, this is what Allah said, for my own slaves. For Allah to say, my slave, and call you like this, in this tone, are you not happy? You refuse. Enter the sea. Once in a while, I allow you to have problems. Where is that masakumul dur fil bahr? When you enter the sea sometimes, and masakumul dur, and some problems touches you. Just touch it, masak, just touch it. He didn't say overtook you, just to touch you. Dalla man tad'una illa iyyah. You lose memory of who to call except Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, save me Allah, oh Allah. all your memory is lost about anything. فَلَمَّنْ نَجَّيْكُمُ إِلَى الْبَرِّ. When Allah has now saved you and brought you to the shore, أَعَرَدْتُمْ, you turn back again to what you are in. أَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Mankind is an ingrate, denying the favors of Allah. When you say Bahar, we are talking of the sea. The heaven air is also another Bahar. Today, most of us, when you are in the plane and suddenly there is wave and you are going to enter, you know, what they place where there is wave and turmoil and the rest, suddenly the pilot will tell you, will soon be entering a difficult region, and you hear your plane shaking. Don't have any fear. They are just saying that to calm you. They themselves, they are in fear. You will enter and you will see the plane move like that. Everybody at that time, look at the eyes of everybody, is seized. And there's no way you can turn until you pass through the whole of the wind, the whole of the cloud, before you are free. That's how it continues, like that, until you pass through. That time, everybody forgets about anything. You don't remember you have a father, you have a mother, you have a malam, you have anything. All you remember is Allah. This Allah hold to it. Then when you finally have come down and you are saved, you forgot. This Allah you are calling just now, why don't you continue calling him? Those of us who our sheikhs have trained to be saying la ilaha illallah, when we are there, what do we continue to say? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. So even if we die at that time, okay. If Allah save us, okay. When we come down, we continue with our la ilaha illallah. Not that when you come down, you forget about Allah. And apart from people who are always calling the name of Allah, every other person, when he's in trouble, he's calling Allah. When the trouble is over, he forgets Allah again. فَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Man is indeed an ingrate, always denying the favors of Allah. فَبِأَيْ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of Allah are you putting to lie? Allah has done so much favors on you. The sea, the air, transport is enough for you. And can you do without it? You can't.
أَفَأَمِنْتُمُ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرِّ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا.
أَفَأَمِنْتُمُ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرِّ أَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا. Allah is asking, even now that you are on the shore, you are no more in the sea where you are seeing wind, where you are seeing wind, where you are seeing all the dangers. أَفَأَمِنْتُمُ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرِّ. Do you also feel safe that Allah cannot ask the earth to swallow you? أَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا. Or you feel safe that Allah cannot send to you now rains of stones, hailstones, to cover you and bury you there? ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا. And you will not have anybody to trust to save you. Look, there is a problem with human beings. A person can be in a comfortable bed and there disease will come and catch him and he will die there. Whereas the same person can be inside the bush, he is seeing a lion facing him, and at the end of the day nothing will touch him. Wherever you are, Allah can take you at any moment. Ordinary water, you can be in your bedroom, look at your fridge, look at your family, look at food facing you, look at your wife sitting down with you. You want to take water and it will enter your throat and it can result into your death. You are taking the hospital and people will be battling to save your life. You can also be inside the bush, your car is spoiled, Agrobus came to meet you, all this, and at the end of the day, nothing will happen to you, you will be saved and you will go out. Anywhere you are, don't feel safe at all. Just like Allah told Moses, he said, Moses, don't ever feel safe at all. Always fight your mind, fight with Satan. Even if you find yourself in paradise, don't feel safe. Your father was in paradise and he was sent out. The only time you can say you are saved, you are close to God and you are looking at God, you are in front of him, then you are hoping in that. Any other thing, don't ever feel safe. That's why Allah is asking us, Afamintumu an yakhsifa bikum janib al-bar? Do you have, you feel so safe just because now all the problem in the sea has gone, you are now on the land. You are not going to call Allah's name again. You feel so safe not to call Allah's name again that you are calling just now? Don't you ever see people went to sleep, the next thing was an earthquake and they are buried alive? Don't you ever see people that are sitting down, there is hailstones from snow and it just buries their cars and everything alive? Are you still alaikum husband? So let us be very careful. There are nations that Allah has perished by making them to sink inside the earth. There are those like Adam, the wind that came to them, Ma'atazaru min shay'in atat alayhi illa ja'alatu karramin. And like the people of Lut, they were just waiting and they see hails of stone came and it beat them and covered them. Then the whole of their town was taken and turned upside down. Anywhere you are, don't feel safe. A moment. You are in the office, don't feel safe. You are in your house, don't feel safe. You are going to eat food, don't feel safe. Anywhere you are, don't feel safe. Always call Allah. That's why first Allah said, anything you are going to do, say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innahu kana bikum rahima. When you immediately fear comes to your mind, say, Hasbuna Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Always, let's hold to all this. Early in the morning, you wake up, say, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammat min sharri ma khalaq. Bismillah alayhi la yadurru ma ismi shaykh Abdullah fi sama'i huwa sami'ul alim. Three times. In the evening, say the same. To protect you from morning till evening. Shaykh Al-Jani said no. After every salah, say it. Because the negligence today is too much.
أَمَنْتُمْ أَنْ يُعِيدَكُمْ فِيهِ تَارَةً أُخْرَى فَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ قَاصِفًا مِنَ الرِّيحِ فَيُغْرِقَكُمْ بِمَا كَفَرْتُمْ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِهِ تَبِيعًا.
Am amintum an yu'idakum fi taratan ukhra fa yursila alaykum qasifan min ar-rih fa yughriqakum bima kafartum thumma la tajidu lakum alayna bihi tabi'a. Allah is saying, what is wrong with you? Whenever you are in problem, you are in trouble, Allah, you run to this malam, you run to that malam, please save me, please do this for me, please save me. Some of you will even go to the worst extent, you forget about Allah, you go to something else. But they find this person that is assisting you, when the real problem faces you, you now know that there is no way out. You forget about your susaya, you forget about your malam, you forget about everything, and you are calling only Allah. Then when you are saved, you forget about Allah again. Am amintumu an yu'idakum fi taratan ukhra? Are you so assured of yourself that Allah cannot return you back into that problem? Return you back into the sea, for you say alaykum qasifan min ar-rih, and you will send wind, that destructive wind, that anything it meets, it will perish it, it will send it to you, for you bring a kum bima kafartum, and he will now drown you because of your denial of the first favor Allah has done to you. Summa la tajidu lakum alayna bihi tabi'a. You wouldn't find anybody to come to us and ask, why did you do this? Please reduce this punishment. Nobody will follow us. Huh? If they say today, you have somebody, he is caught by the police. You go there, the police, they don't know you. You start finding, please, who knows this deceiving? who knows the commissioner of police. If you find somebody who knows it, please go and help us that if they can reverse it. Let them not take this matter to the court. If it has gone to the court, you start finding somebody who knows the judge. Please go and meet him. If it's the case of Allah, there is nobody to follow. So that is why I say, when people say, why are we following the sheikhs? Let him come and follow the sheikhs and hear from the sheikhs what the sheikhs are saying. When you go to the sheikhs, they said, try to know Allah and be with Allah. Morning and evening, call Allah. They didn't say call their names. In this our tariqah, do you go and anybody will say, be saying, Sheikh Tijani, Sheikh Tijani? No. They say, call Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Seek forgiveness for Allah. Make salati on the Prophet. Say La ilaha illallah at all the time. Not when you have problems. Don't wait. There is no time. Now that you are in Sayyidah Farakta, Fansab, Wayla Razika, Fargab. When you see that you are in peace, you are at peace, call Allah. Don't wait until you are in trouble. That's why the Prophet said, people are cheated, Magbunun. They are cheated, Fisihati. And they are cheated when they are in health. They are cheated when they have wealth. When you are in health, be calling Allah. Don't wait until you are in trouble. When you are in trouble now, it will be easier. In another place, Prophet Lama, he said, fir rahai, ya ta'aruf ilallah fir rahai, ya refukum fi shiddati. He said, when you are at peace, there is no problem in your mind, say, try to know Allah at that time. When you know Allah at that time, be calling Allah. Be doing your wazifa, be doing your lazim. Since you have no problem, you have food that you are eating, you are not sick, nobody is following you to collect a debt from you. Put all your mind, when you say astaghfirullah, let Allah enter your mind as you are breathing in and coming out. When you are making salati, just like Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said, be attentive. Let, as you say, Allahumma, be feeling it in your mind. Muhammad, be feeling it in your mind. Sayyidina, be feeling it in your mind. Al-Hadi, ila salatikal mustaqim, be feeling it in your mind. And yeah, as you are doing this, the day you are in trouble, even if you can't open your mouth, Allah will come to your aid. Ta'aruf ila Allah fi rahai, ya'arikum fi shiddati. Somebody, he studied the poem of Imam Busiri, this is Al-Burda, and he knew that وَمَنْ يَكُمْ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ نُسْرَتُهُ إِنْ تَلْكَوْ الْأَذُ فِي عَجَامِ هَتَجِمِ. He had Busiri said this. Whoever is it that always is holding to the Prophet for assistance, even if he was to meet with a lion, where in the lion's den with his cub, the lion will be afraid. This man, he used to recite Al-Burda to praise the Prophet. One day, he now went on a journey. Inside the desert, look at him, look at a lion. As he faced the lion, he wanted to recite the poem, he forgot. He forgot. He was just looking. He just saw the lion turn back with force and ran away. Because he had been mentioning Allah when he was okay. The same thing, somebody comes all the time, he visits you. You are much richer than him, but he comes once in a while. What do you come? I just come to visit you. Maybe if he has a loaf of bread, he say, take. He knows that you give him plenty of money. Then one day, you didn't see him. This man that used to come to visit me, where is he? He's in hospital. What will he do? Quickly, you go and visit him. You wait and ask, what is the problem? You try to solve his problem. The same thing, the Prophet ﷺ, a woman that used to come and clean the mosque. One day, he didn't see the woman. This woman that used to come to clean the mosque, I didn't see her, what happened? She died. After she died, they have done the janazah and prayed for her and buried her. And you didn't tell me? Prophet ﷺ was asking. You didn't tell me? Go and show me her grave. The Prophet went to stay on her grave and said salat on her. Because he knew the Prophet when it was easy for her. For the Prophet to leave his house, to come to your grave and stand there and say salat on you, what is remaining? Who is that agent to come and ask you any question anymore? So don't believe that whenever you are it is, Allah can return you back to the problem. Always the problem you have today, tomorrow Allah can bring it back to you. Be calling Allah at all the times. Don't allow any space.
وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا.
وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَّلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَحْرِ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَبْدِيلًا. All of us should say Alhamdulillah. 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 This verse is enough for any person that hears this, whether it's a Muslim or a Christian, to worship Allah. It's Allah is the one talking for. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. The children of Adam, كَرَّمْنَا. We have given them dignity. وَحَمَّلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And we carried them on earth and on sea. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And we blessed them with good things to eat. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ. And we put them to be more virtuous above a lot of our creation, tabdilan, a lot of height. We have raised them up, raised the children of Adam above. Allah just told us, وَيَذْكُرْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. That angels are asked to prostrate to you, is it not enough dignity? Allah has creations. They are his creations that are ruhim. They are just spirits. They have nobody. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُمَرُونَ. They don't sin against Allah whatsoever. They just do what they are commanded. These are the angels. Angels, in terms of worshipping Allah, they have gotten to every height of worship that you can think of. Allah has another set of creations. They are Baha'im. Animals. There is nothing that they care about except eating and satisfying their innate passion, inordinate desires. That's all they know. These are animals. For them to eat, they leave. Go, cohabit with their opposite sex and go away. Come back, eat. These ones are animals. And he now made another creation in between these two. These ones have body and they have spirit in them. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. Here, these ones that have the angelic spirit and they have the animalistic body, they are the human beings. This human being, you have qualities that are in them. The human being has anger in him. Anger. The human being has greed in him. Then the human being has longer truth in him. To try, to pray, to seek for something. These things, qualities are in him. If he chooses to set this anger to the animalistic world of himself, you will find him, he will cause any destruction you find on earth. His destruction will be worse than the destruction of the lions and the dogs and all the wild cats you see in the bush. He has also desires that make him to be greedy. If these desires of his, he turns it to the animal side, he is worse than a dog. He will not only chase everything that is female, he will go beyond that and start chasing men. He has desires of greed to try to eat anything he wishes and sees. If he turns it to the animal side, he will be worse than the pig. He will eat anything. Dead things, live things, no matter how dirty it is, he will eat, consume all. He doesn't care whether it's halal or haram, whether it is alcohol or non-alcohol, whether it is pork or non-pork, anything he takes, he will take it. Even the blood of human being, he will consume. This is the human being. If he does this, he is worse. He is like an animal, but worse. In whom illa kal an'am bal hum adal. They are not just like animals, they are worse than an animal. This same human being, if he turns his attention, his anger, this is Allah says he doesn't want them, why should it come close to me? He turns away from it, he will face the side of the angel. The greed, let me do as much azkar as I can to Allah, he will turn the face of the angel. Let me purify myself as much as I can, this person will be so pure that he will be like an angel, if not better than an angel. وَلَكَدْ هَلَكْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. This is this human being that Allah is saying, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا. We have given him dignity. But for him to be most dignified, إِنَّا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. For him to be most dignified, he has to purify himself, fear Allah, obey Allah, then he will find himself rising. He will get to the extent, people on the street themselves, whether they have never met him, they see him, they know he's not an ordinary person, they will respect him. He will go to an extent where he himself, ordinary, when ordinary people see him, they know he is not ordinary. There is a chap called Abdul Azim. This Abdul Azim is an American. We met with him one day, and then something was happening, and he was about to cry, to weep. He said, look at these boys, what they are doing. He said, Allah has saved me from this thing. This man does not know how many people he has killed in his life. This person that is saying this, he used to be not just an armed robber, he kills. With a blow, it's not more than that. He said, Imam Hassan saw him and just asked him to become a Muslim. Just seeing him, he knows he was not an ordinary person, and he followed. At the time we were talking, this Abdul Azim cannot hurt a fly. Why? Because that Imam Hassan was not an ordinary person. He has cleansed himself and gone close to where the angels are like. That's what happened. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. We see all animals that want to go anywhere they are going. They have to go on their foot. What of us? We want to go home today. Even from here, some of us will go by bicycle. Some of us will go by motorcycle. Some will go by car. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ. In those days, on horses, on camels. Today, on other vehicular things, plane, train, that is in the air, fil barri wal bahar, also in the sea. We don't allow them to have to swim. We don't allow them to have to walk everywhere they are going. It's only human beings we have done this to. وَرَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We also have given the human being his food, طَيِّبَات, to be good. Every animal, if they want to eat, they have to eat the food the way it is. If a zainab wants to eat meat, the way he catches the meat, that's how he eat it raw. If it is goat, the way he sees the yam, that's how he will eat it raw. What of you? You will cook it until it becomes sweet, tayyibat. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَدَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا. And then we raise him up over and above a lot of our creation. Which is this? What is this reason here? Today, Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, وَلِمْلَىٰ وَإِذُّ الْمَلْكِ إِذُ أَبِيدِهِ. Today, if the person that is a messenger in the presidential palace to see the same messenger with the vice chancellor? Then the same messenger in the vice chancellor, you see the same messenger with the head of the department? The messenger in the vice chancellor can get you admission. A head of the department may look for that admission and he will not get it. The messenger in the presidential room can make somebody to be a minister. It's a messenger. He knows in and out of what is going on. So what am I saying here? Whoever Allah has attached you to makes you the greatness that you are. Allah attached us to the Prophet ﷺ. From the beginning of the surah, Allah said, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Your Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Let any other person claim to be God and let's see him today. Why are you going to abandon him? Your messenger that he has sent to you, asra bi abdihi, is the greatest of the messengers. He is the only one that Allah has said he has taken to this night journey and he has lifted to the firmament. No other messenger. Is this not enough dignity? That you are part of that messenger. لَكَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا أَنِتُّمْ خَلِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. This is your message. This is your own megida. This is your own landlord. That's why when we are making salary, we said, Allah سَيِّدِنَا, on our master, on our landlord, on the one that is our guardian. He is the prophet. If you don't want to say Sayyidina, go, you have another guardian. There is nobody that has no guardian. There is nobody that does not have somebody that he loves. We want the love of the Prophet to be what we love. He is our master. It's not enough that Allah has given us this dignity. This is how Allah has raised us above everybody. And what does this mean? All human beings, akrama. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. All, beginning istisna'i, without any exception. If Allah has given dignity to the children of Adam, can we go and remove that dignity away? If we try to remove it, what are we doing? We are trying to fight God. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Nias, he respects every human being, whoever he is. Why? Immediately he sees him coming, he is the child of Adam. Allah said, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا مَنِي Adam. Since Allah has given him dignity, I too will follow Allah and give him dignity. If you look down on somebody, you are fighting Allah. No matter how noble the person is. You know, Allah has given him dignity. Don't ever see any human being and look down on him. Whoever he is, whether he's a messenger, That's why Sheikh in another place said, وَإِيَّاكَ وَالْإِرَادُ عَنْ كُلِّ سُورَةٍ إِذَا رُمْتُ فِي سِرِّ الْوُجُودِ لِكَاهُ. You want to meet with Allah? I warn you, don't turn away from anything you see. No matter how low it is, even a pig, respect it. Because it belongs to Allah. Let alone human being. Anywhere you see a human being, respect him. Because Allah said he has conferred dignity on him. Do we do that? I used to tell people, I said, somebody will steal. Allah will ask angels, cover him, I don't want him to be caught. And he will not be caught. Again, he will try it. He will try it. Before he is caught, he has gone too much. Then, after he has done it too much and he is finally caught, he is taken to the police. Police charge him to court. Then you find a lawyer comes. He said, I'm defending him. Lawyer said, tell me the truth. He said, true, I stole it. You stole it? He said, yes. When you are stealing it, who was there? Nobody was there. When you go, tell them you didn't steal it. Then I will keep asking, whoever said you stole it, what is his own proof? Al-bayyinatu ala al-muddai. Whoever said you have done something, Prophet said he should be the one to prove it. He will try, at the end he cannot get it. This is the thief, he has stolen, he is allowed to go free. People say, Kai, these lawyers, they are not doing good work. The lawyers, they are cheating. No, the lawyers are working for Allah. Allah said, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah will not give you a gift with your right hand and take it from the left hand. Allah does not do that. Before you see anybody is disgraced, he has gone beyond every bound. Somebody will do zina, he will do all this, Allah will cover it. At the end of the day, one important person will see her and say, it's her I want to marry. Allah sent her. That's why Islam does not allow, if somebody has done bad things, and you know, and Allah has covered him, for you to go and leak it out, Allah will punish you. Who sent you? You know a lady, she goes about flirting, you know. Then suddenly, your own brother come to you and said, you want to marry this lady. Ah, brother, I want to marry this lady. What do you think about her? This lady, so, I don't know. Ah, but they say you know her very well, she lives very close to your house. So, she lives close to my but her habit, I don't understand it, I don't know it. Stop there. Since he did not know the bad side, but what I will ask for, investigate still further before you do this marriage. You know, marriage, but after you have done it, child can come out of it. You know this lady today, so try to investigate. Leave it there. If Allah still makes it that it's going to be his wife, this lady can still be married to her today and she will change completely to become close to an angel. Who says that because you have committed sin, Allah will not forgive you? So don't hear that somebody has done bad and you are insisting. That's again where the government, they have to take advice. The government they have to take advice. When somebody has committed crime, send him to the court. If the court says they find him free, free him. If the court says they found him guilty, he is guilty. If you want to give him amnesty, fine. If you don't want to give him amnesty, allow him to go and serve his time. Don't say because I know. Huh? You know there is a law. The law did not find him guilty. Allow him to go. Because Allah said, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. This dignity Allah has given the son of Adam. Why? Because we are carrying the picture of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anybody who is going to go to hell, this picture has to be taken away from him first. Sheikh Ibrahim asked, why do you respect everybody? When I see anybody coming, it's the Prophet I see. Not that your mind is bad. Whenever anybody that you see coming, is a bad person. One day somebody came to Sheikh Ali harass him. He said, somebody said he caught somebody with his wife on the bed. If you are the one, what are you going to do? He said, how can I see somebody else? Anybody I see in my room is the Prophet. So let us be very careful. I'm saying the extreme end because these people, they love the Prophet to the extent they don't see anything but him. And you, it happens to you. Several times you find a young boy who wants to marry, he saw a lady that has bolted him, that has become a thunderbolt that he cannot do without. Anywhere he sits down, what is he going to talk about? The girl. Anywhere he goes, the girl. Anywhere he goes, if you talk about ordinary human being like that, why can't you love the Prophet to that extent that anywhere you are talking about the Prophet? That's why Sheikh Ibrahim said, you wouldn't understand what has taken me to be writing poems on the Prophet. You wouldn't understand. He said, when I was alone, I enjoyed the Prophet. He said, wazu him to be heard of the man, he was innani, like he gave to me, man yarumu Muhammada. Today, people have covered me. I don't have much time. But when I see anybody who says he loves the Prophet, I'm jealous of him up to now. Even though that I'm already ahead of all of them. Allah has given us dignity. There is no dignity you can get again to be a human being. Just work hard. وَلَكَدْ هَلَكْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَسَنَا التَّقْوِيمِ. That's why in another place he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Then, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. The same people, the worst of creation is the human being. The best of creation is the human being. Believe in Allah, believe in the Prophet, hold to Allah, hold to the Prophet, work hard, cleanse yourself, you will be better than the angel. This is the position. So at one time the ulamas, they were of difference of opinion, who is the best? Is it the human being or the angel? Everybody agrees that the Prophet Muhammad is the best in all creation. But who is better? Is it the human being that, like all the prophets, or the angels? They were in doubt. They had no answer until the time of Sheikh Ahmed Tijani. Sheikh Ahmed Tijani said, when it comes to ibadah, the angels, akmal, they go to the highest of it. When it goes to virtue, who is more virtuous in every respect? The Prophet ﷺ, afdal. This is how the positions are. Because there are questions that nobody could answer until the time of Sheikh Ahmed Tijani. That's why when he was answering them, they were writing them, and they said it should be written in gold. That's why they call it Jawahir Ma'ani. Meanings that are jewels that can should not be written just by with any pen. This is it. We have the best. Allah has everything. He's our God. The Prophet is the best. He's our Prophet. This Quran that we are saying that the Prophet Allah is defending here is the only surviving book that is intact. Anybody can swear everything inside it is from Allah. It's our book. And we, in this tariqah, wa khayr shuyukh al-dari, Sheikh Ahmed Tijani. Allah has blessed us, Sheikh Ahmed Tijani. What do you want? And look at the best of his student, Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he gave it to us again. What do you want? Forget about this world. Save Allah. وَفَدَّلْنَا هُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مَنْ خَلَقْنَا تَبْدِيلًا
يَوْمَ نَجْعُو كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ فَمَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا
يوم نتؤو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now therefore now telling us, we have told you from beginning, look at who Allah is, look at how He has created you. And what did we say? We told you there, وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل Allah tattakhidhu min duni wakila. Don't take any other person other than Allah as your entrusted guardian. And we came back to the Prophet Muhammad, we told him, wama sallaka alayhim wakila. We did not send you to them to come and be their trusted guardian. And he said here, when he said, wastasiz man istaminum بصوتك واجب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال وعلى الله وإدهم وما يدهم شيطانا إلا قرر إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان وقفه بربك وكيلا. And Allah said, he is your wakil. After telling you all this, what is remaining for you? This is your work. Allah is putting them down for you. A day will come, يومنا كل أناس بإمامهم. A day that will call every person with their imam, with their leader. فَمَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Those that are given their book that day by their right hand, may Allah make us to be among them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ. Those are the ones that will be reading their book. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. Nobody will be treated unjust. فَتِيلًا, even up to that covering that covers, that leather skin that covers the date. Not that leather skin, you will not be cheated in that amount. Here, يَوْمَنَا أُوْكُلُ نَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. People say, imam here is your prophet. That every day, the day that Allah will call everybody by their prophet. So people say, no, it's not the prophet. It's everybody will call by the leader of your time. So people say, no, by their mother, because imam is also the name of mother, plural. He said, why will Allah call people on Day of Judgment with the name of their mother? He said, Allah likes calling every child with the name of his mother because he wants to cover the scripts of other people. The bastard will not, nobody will know he's a bastard. In when the Prophet said, whoever makes salati on me on a Friday, from Thursday afternoon to Friday, he said, there's an angel that will be by my grave and will say, such and such a person, the son of such and such a woman. You see, he is by the mother. Because everybody is sure of his mother. Nobody is sure of his father. Nobody. Only Allah knows everybody's mother is. But you are born in your mother's house, in your father's house, you are a son. Al-waladu lil-firash. That's why if you marry a woman and that woman gets pregnant even from another person, and you know the child is your child, you don't come out and say, because I know, I was told when I traveled, they were meeting this, and this child, I'm going to hospital. It's not hospital, you should go to court. If you go to court, you have to swear four times. Arba shahadatin billahi innahu lamina sadiqin wal khalisatu an la ilaha illallah alayhi in kana min al kadhibin. You have to go to the court and swear that you are swearing that this lady committed fornication, this child is not yours, four times. And the fifth one, that Allah should curse you. Do you want to say that Allah should curse you? Because you have to bring that before you end it. Before you bring the exceptional statement, you have to say, Allah curse you. And ulama said, no, just allow the child. Because when the child is finally told that he's a bastard, that child can destroy the whole of the town. And at the time of the Prophet Lazama, it happened. Not through zina. Somebody divorced his wife, and the wife went somewhere and delivered there, and everybody is calling him the son of that person. And after this person died, the person that had the real child died, he came to the Prophet, the brother came to the Prophet and said, this child is my brother's child, he must be given to me. By the time they questioned, they said, no, it's for the owner of the child. And this child that they are talking about is supposed to be the brother to the wife of the Prophet. And the Prophet has to give judgment and say, no, it's the child of this man, that is of this person. But since he knows that he's not the legitimate child, but this one is not true fornication, it's true mistake. He told the wife, whenever this boy is coming to you, always wear hijab. This is where everybody knew that this is the real truth. But in following justice, the Prophet followed justice and gave to who justice was supposed to be given to. The day that everybody will be called by his mother's name. Everybody is called by his mother's name, you don't know, everybody is covering everybody, Allah is covering everybody's secret. Whoever is given his right book, ha umuku wa kitabia. In need not to a name lacking his idea. For who are the Oadia? Fijan Natin Alia. Kutuva Dania. Kuluva Shrabuhani and Biba Aslapil Ayam El Khalia. He is the person who is given his hand book by his right hand. He will read his book. He will say, Akai, I had always had good thoughts with Allah that I am going to pass this test today. In need not to a name lacking his idea. For who are the Ishatan Oadia? He will be in happiness. He has not entered paradise, he is in happiness. Then he will enter paradise. Fijan Natin Alia. He will enter paradise and he's happy. Faman utiya kitabahu bishimalihi. Whoever is giving his book by his left hand, he will not be given by his left hand just like that. Through his back, the hand will have to pass through his chest to the back. For sawfa yad'u thubura. Wa yusalla sa'ira. Innahu kana fi asli ali masura. Innahu zanna an lan yahud. He thought he was not going to meet with Allah. Today he has met with Allah. Let all of us try to work hard so that on day of judgment we will have our book. How book of kitabia? Ramanti kitabahu bi yaminihi wa ulaika yaqrauna kitabahum. Even if you don't know how to read, that day when you see a book, you will read. Why? The alphabet today are alphabets of this world. The alphabet of the hereafter, when you see it too, you know it. Today when you see a human being, don't you know? When you see a verb, don't you know? When you see a tree, don't you know it's a tree? You see sand, don't you know it's sand? وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah has taught Adam all the names of everything. When you see it, you see your book, you will see what is written there, you know. So may Allah make us to be able to read our book on Day of Judgment, to be among those that are successful on Day of Judgment. Allah does not cheat anybody. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. The little you have done, the big you have done, you see all. To the extent that the mujrim, they will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابُ لَا يُبَادِرُ سَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَيْهَا. What is wrong with this book? Even the little thing that I myself, I can't remember, it listed it. Why? You did it. And the easiest thing, hold to istighfar. Hold to istighfar. Hold to salati of the Prophet. Hold to salati of the Prophet. Hold to la ilaha illallah. Hold to la ilaha illallah. It's enough for you. May Allah assist all of us. May Allah forgive all of us. We still have time.
Okay. This person wants to know your opinion about. He said he has some ulama saying that Abu Talib is not a Muslim because he not accepts the Shahada up to the time and time. And second,
The ulama are in agreement that Abu Talib was not known to have professed Kalima Shahada. So he's not counted among the Muslims. But everybody knew that he loved the Prophet tremendously. Mm. So the real judgment is with Allah and the Day of Judgment.
Mm-hmm. And this person wants to know whether Allah can forgive someone that commits sin, you regret it as seek for forgiveness. But then he still goes back. He could not control his heart and he goes back to commit his sin again.
ما أصر من استكفر ولو عاد في اليوم 70 مرة. The Prophet says, if you sin sincerely, ask Allah to forgive you, and have intention that you will not go back to the sin. Just like this, the milk that has already coming out of the other of an animal will not go back to the other of the animal. If you have this intention, even if you go back in that same day 70 times a day, and you are still seeking istighfar, Allah said, you are not a persistent sinner. This is what the Prophet said. مَا أَصَرَّ مَنِ اسْتَكْفَرَ وَلَوْ عَادَ سَبْئِينَ مَرَّةً فِي الْيَوْمِ.
Based on this issue of paternity, this person wants to know that in a situation where the husband is sick, he could not do his duty to the wife. So, but allow the wife to meet another person. Is that child a bastard?
Complete bastard. This world, Allah is the owner of the world. Allah is the one that makes Sharia. It's not, marriage is not compulsory in Islam. Even the religion that Allah has brought, La ikraha fi din, is not compulsory. If you are married to a man and you still have a need, you still have need for a man, and this man is sick, ask him, you are now sick, may Allah grant you a woman that is no more in need. Give me my divorce. Don't say, because I have children, I have all these sentiments that take people to hell. One thing I can take you to hell. One. But Allah is forgiving. I know of a woman that loves the husband dearly. Dearly. And the husband got sick. The husband looked for medicine, he couldn't. The husband himself called the wife and said, you are too young. This is your divorce letter. Go and marry another man. But I'm advising you. I have a student. He's very nice. Go, marry him. He will take good care of you. Men should be just. Women should also be just to themselves. Don't say because if you know you can have patience and stay with the man, fine. But if you can't have patience, don't go and commit now. Allah can assist you. You go back, you marry another man, and you will be even in a position to assist your former husband better. You don't know. The way Allah has done his thing, do it. If you go and have child and with another person, this one is a full bastard. It's not a legitimate child.
This person wants to know whether it is permissible to hold women during prayer.
If wind is trying to pass through your anus in prayer, and if you hold it, it will not disturb you from following your recitation and from following the meanings, no problem. If it will disturb you, then go out of Salah. If it's also a habit that any time you come to prayer, you feel as if wind is coming, hold it.
This person wants to know how many rakah is someone expected to observe in Tarawih together with the Shafi'i and Witr.
There are several reports. There is report of 13, there is report of 11, like that. This thing, the Tarawih is a voluntary prayer. And a voluntary worship, there is no limit. Some people that saw the Prophet did 11 said so. Said Aisha that see the Prophet did 13 said so. Ulama, some of them stop at 13. But there are places you go, up to 30, they do 30. And before the remaining 3. Some 20 before the remaining. Any way that you are pleased with, do it. Don't use it as a source of having a problem with somebody else. It's not an issue. Because what is creating problem for Islam is bringing non-issue and making them issues. Somebody say, if you have time, even if you don't go to Arabia, there's no problem on you. But in the month of Ramadan that the Quran was revealed to Baitul Izzati, it is love that you try to be like the angel that brought it to the Prophet that it was brought to. Try to be like these two. During the daytime, try to be like the angel. The angel does not eat, does not drink. You too, you don't eat, you don't drink. During the night period, try to be like the Prophet. The Prophet is always standing up for prayer. There is another place, Sayyidina Aisha said, the Prophet Ulama said 13 rakahs. Said, but don't ask me about how long each of them is. You that you are saying 13 rakah, each of them, before you stand up, you are going to the ground. You have hardly stood up when you are going to the ground. Prophet that will stand and in one rakah he can recite the whole of Baqarah. Are you like that? The whole of Baqarah. In ruku, he will stay as long as that, also in ruku. The Prophet used to stand as long as reciting the whole of Baqarah and in ruku, stay as long as that. If you want to take people to do that, you are going to perish people. That's why when it comes to voluntary worship, everybody is allowed to do it according to the way that it will be okay with him. He will be comfortable with. Because it's your own, it's voluntary. So anyone you want, if you find somebody doing 8 rakah, follow him. If you find somebody doing 10 rakah before Shavu and Witr, follow him. If you find somebody 20 rakah, follow him. If you find somebody doing 30, follow him. If you have the strength and your mind will be okay with it. Don't make it an issue.
The person has two questions. The second question is that if he joins Imam on the last rakah of Maghrib prayer, he wants to know how he can pay back the 2 rakahs, whether he should recite aloud the 2 rakah aloud.
Any salah you go into and you meet Imam has started, you start with your own. But you are behind the Imam, so the Imam has control over you. If, for example, now, like he said, you met Imam, and you, after one rakah, you find him sit down and make salama, you now know that he's on the 3rd rakah. Since he's on the 3rd rakah, for you, it was your 4th rakah. You are supposed to have recited aloud, but you couldn't because you are under the control of the Imam. So when you come to your 2nd rakah now, say your 2nd rakah like your 2nd rakah should be said. How should it be said? By you reciting your Fatiha and your Surah outside. Recite them outside. When you finish your second rakah, what should you normally do? Sit down. And do your tahiyah and stand up. When you come back to your third rakah, what should you normally do? Recite silently. But in your first rakah, you forgot, you couldn't recite silently because Imam did not allow you. So repay it now. So you recite loudly in the third rakah. You sit down again. Just like you sit down after third rakah, and you finish. That's what you do.
This one, this person makes your prayer. He said he usually do one bad habit, which is by rubbing his sexual organ, masturbation, till the time he releases. And then secondly, that sometimes when he's washing his face, it feels like water enters his nostril, as if he has swallowed the water enters his throat.
In that case, what should you do?
Well, if you feel that water has entered through your nose, try, whenever you are making ablution, don't inhale too much water. When any time you are fasting, don't inhale much water. Just rub it to wash it. Then after Ramadan, you can be inhaling the way you are used to inhaling. People say you can inhale but little. But if it enters this one, it doesn't matter. Then, bad habit. There is no single person apart from the Prophet and those that have been able to rise up to his to be with him. Nobody doesn't have a bad habit. All of us, may Allah take us from our bad habits. May Allah forgive us from our bad habits. And when you have done something bad, you don't have to tell anybody. This is not Christianity where you have to go and confess. Don't tell anybody Allah has covered your secret, then you come out and say, don't do that. Whatever you feel. For a person who look at somebody in a wrong manner, that's a sin. For a person who kills, it's a sin. With Allah, the two of them are sins. It's only in Sharia here we say this one is capital, this one is a small sin. With Allah, sin is sin. So, if you have done anything, Allah did not allow anybody to see it, don't tell anybody. Just go inside your room, lock yourself, ask Allah to forgive you. If you can weep, weep, Allah, forgive me. Take me away from this sin. You are my Lord. I don't have another person to go to. La ilaha illa anta. Halaktani wa ana abduka. Wa ana ala adika wa adika mastatu. Abu raka bini mataka lewa abu bizambi. Fasirli. Fa'ina ulai firuznu ba illa anta. Say the istighfar. Say it. Allah will forgive all your sins. There is no sin you have done. As long as the sun is still rising from the east, Allah will forgive you. The door to Tawbah, Allah has. It's always open. Like we said that day, Lallahu afra bi tawbati abdin min ahadikum bi dalatihi iza wujud. Allah is more happy to see you returning back to him, repenting, than anybody that his things are lost, very precious to him, that with it, without it, his life is a danger, and he got it back. So let us be making Tawbah, making istighfar. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive us our sins. We hear that the president is back and he's healthy. We are thankful to that. May Allah increase him in health. May Allah strengthen him. May Allah direct him to be able to lead this country well. The country we are living in, if it is not good, we cannot practice our religion. Sheikh Umar Sanda, he used to insist, when you pray, pray for your leader. Even at that time, it was Obasanjo that was the president. He will pray for Obasanjo, he will pray for Stella. He doesn't know them, they don't know him. Because if you are living, wherever you are living, pray for the leadership of that place. If it goes bad, you are involved. If it becomes good, you are involved. So may Allah forgive our leaders. May Allah strengthen them to lead us aright. May Allah forgive all our own sins. May Allah forgive our parents. All our ulama, may Allah reward them. All sahabat, may Allah reward them. May Allah get them and connect them to the Prophet. May Allah reward our Prophet. Reward that has never been given to anybody in this world. May Allah strengthen Islam. All those assisting Islam, may Allah strengthen them. All those fighting Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah bless all our wealth, bless our children, bless our schooling, bless all the wealth that He has given us. Jail Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant us to see the Prophet in this world and the hereafter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wala ad-dallin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatih lima ughliq. Wal khatim lima sabaka nasrul haqq wal haqq. Wal hadi ila siratika al-mustaqim. Wa ala ali haqqa qadri wa miqdari al-azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.